Breakfast with Refilwe Mlotlo
on Cape Talk.
Bonjour, cher ami. Ça va?
Ça va très, très bien. Un jour tellement triste pour moi.
Hein? Oui, un petit triste. Moi aussi. Hein?
Well.
But nice things on the way.
But you're going on to bigger things, I think.
Yeah, I mean.
Stardom awaits. I've got my tickets for the Oscar ceremony already. And I hope you're going to make not an embarrassing acceptance speech, because you do tend to giggle when you get serious.
I do. Oscars. I mean, really, Jean-Jacques. All right, let's get into it.
Well, I'm expecting big things of you. No pressure.
Okay. Maybe an Emmy.
Okay.
It's not film.
Okay.
It's not film. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, all right.
You know what I'm saying? It's TV. Okay, moving forward.
All right,
Nigeria's President Buhari spoke at the UN General Assembly, and what did he say?
Well, it was his last time there because he is giving up. His term limit expires, and they have elections next year. And he says, we will have free and fair elections. Well, you know, the elections bringing him to power were a complete change. And the fact that he was able to move in was very interesting and very heartening for Africa. You know, Olusegun Obasanjo, one of the remarkable Nigerian presidents, said to Thabo Mbeki back in the, would it have been 80s? No, 90s, 90s, what am I talking about? That, you know, I think I'm going to stay around another term. And Thabo said, don't you even think about it. And he didn't. And Obasanjo has actually credited Mbeki for kind of talking sense to him.
Mm.
So the fact is, now, Buhari spoke about a lot of things, climate change, the big threat, poverty, the greatest challenge, he says, facing humankind. But he did say, and he did the most important thing, he took a swipe at those leaders who tried to stay on and extend their term limits. And he says, this has a corrosive effect on their countries. Yeah, I remember Barack Obama saying that if you don't get what you want done inside of two terms, get out of the way, because you're not going to get it done in any more than that, you know.
Yeah, but nobody actually says that to Kagame's face. You know, we can see Museveni, but Kagame throws stats at you and says, no, I'm still doing fine. And they're like, oh, yeah. And then they forget that he had the constitution changed for a third term.
Yeah, no, and he's allowed to stay around now until, what was it, 36 or something.
Yeah, he extended.
I mean, you know, crazy. And then we had, look at the damage that Pierre Nkurunziza did when he started.
You see,
there's no doubt about it.
Buhari going to the UN.
The problem is that African populations say we need you. I mean, they did that to Thabo Mbeki. They said you've got to hang around. We need you very badly.
They said that to
the biggest favor that Nelson Mandela did this country was to say, "That's me.
That's
out of here."
And
after
everybody
one
said,
term.
"Stay," and he was like, "No, I'm done. I've given you 27 years as is."
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, here
when an African leader has,
you're saying I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. See, 3 years, I'm out, one term. Alrighty, Tanzania and Mozambique, they've signed a defense and security deal.
Well, you know, they've had that problem there with the terrorists up in the jihadis in Cabo Delgado.
Yeah.
Now, Tanzania and Mozambique share a 760-kilometer border. And Samia Hassan, the Tanzanian president, and Philippe Nyusi met, and they signed this deal, security deal. So they're going to fight the jihadis together. Of course, Mozambique has had help from SADC, from the African Union, and he basically Philippe Nyusi is saying things are gradually returning to normal. But that 5 years of conflict has killed, 4,500 people and displaced 820,000. So really they need whatever they can to bring peace and stability. The most important thing is stability to that region. Because, I mean, there's oil there. Remember, Total have had to close their operations there. Because
and they're trying to open up that business
activity.
Again.
Well, of course they will, you know, because they've done the exploration. Now they have the exploitation to do. And they can't do it with you know, crazies running around with guns.
But what I'm saying is Mozambique.
Thank goodness. Yeah.
Sorry, Mozambique recently undertook to allow them, you know, to stabilize things so that they could get that investment back, I thought.
Yes, no, they have. Because they need to.
Yes.
Mozambique was once the poorest country on the planet, you know, within recent years. And now suddenly the possibility of some wealth is coming, but the jihadists are not letting it happen. So thank goodness Tanzania is now stepping in you know, on a more permanent basis, and with actual boots on the ground, fantastic.
And then finally, just very quickly, sorry, Jean-Jacques, I've eaten into your time with all those voice notes and stuff, but Egypt is building the world's largest plastic pyramid. This is funny because it's weird. This is actually a category in the Guinness World Book of Records because I struggled to find the story. They normally do it as plastic cups, but this is different.
No, this is plastic from the Nile, and they are from the West Bank, and they're building this pyramid. Well, they built it at Giza, where the giant pyramids of there are something like 250,000 plastic bottles, all collected from the Nile. Now, these things are going to be turned into yarns and things like that. So basically, you'll be able to buy recycled solid waste, a T-shirt saying, you know, kiss me, I'm a pyramid lover or something. I don't know. But it's a remarkable piece of environmental work. And I just found it, you know, fascinating. We think of the giant pyramids at Giza. You know, if you haven't seen them, that's one thing that has to be on every human being's bucket list. It's quite the most amazing thing. And suddenly there's this giant plastic pyramid. Sad that they took it all from the Nile.
Yeah,
but that's the thing.
The images are insane. I mean, it's a hell of a lot of plastic. People are standing on it. It's huge. Alrighty. Jean-Jacques, I want to say à la prochaine, mais, I don't know.
Well,
c'est la fin.
On dit pas adieu, mais au revoir. We'll see one another again for sure.
Indeed. All right. Then à bientôt.
20 minutes. À tout à l'heure.
Merci.